we might please God to instruct us from the reading of his holy word. And then once again we'll turn for our meditation in the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians and the third chapter, and this evening we'll read from verses 6 to 10. That's the third chapter in the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, and reading from verse 6 to verse 10. Now, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labour and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. So the apostle now draws our attention really to those things which are necessary, and to do those things which are right for the honour and glory of God, and also that we are not to be burdensome to the churches. And he emphasises this really in these verses, and tells us that he commands us, brethren. Again, he uses this endearing term, brethren. And it's good to realise that such words are always spoken in love and not in hatred. They're in love to the church at Thessalonica. He says, now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. Well, we can draw many points really on these words, but also he then carries on, and really these four verses that I read tonight, they all form really one group of verses, and they really flow together. And as we read a statement like this, we might think it's irrelevant to the other verses, but in fact it's not. It flows together in the other verses. And so he carries on and he says then, for yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And of course we have the example of the apostle in his life, and how he was careful not to be a burden on the churches, but how he laboured with his own hands as a tent maker, and that was of course a great help to the churches that he was preaching amongst. And of course he went to the church at Thessalonica, or commenced the church really at Thessalonica, and there he obviously initially went there and didn't receive any remuneration for his labour. But it was all really in love and to the eternal good of souls and for the honour and glory of his God. And so he says that we are to therefore, we ought to follow them, follow us, he says. For we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. And again, we have a good example, don't we, in the apostle's life. He testifies so much in the epistles as he wrote to the churches to instruct them, and because of that, obviously, they are there to instruct us. So, you know, as we look at these four verses, really, it is quite a big statement. It's not a small statement. It's an important, and to realise that the apostle is therefore speaking to not only to ministers, but also to all those who are the true church of God. And when he was speaking to the Corinthians, he also touched on this when he said in the first epistle to the Corinthians and the 7th chapter. And there are two verses there, 20 and 24. This is what he says. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. And obviously, he was concerned that there was that abiding, and there wasn't room for people to wander around and to tittle-tattle. He was concerned about them abiding in these things and doing that which was good, and also not to be idle. When he wrote to his son Timothy in the faith, he picks up that theme also, and he says, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Well, he was addressing Timothy, as we know, his son in the faith, and one who was to preach the everlasting gospel, and therefore he gives him these specific warnings and advice, and likewise he gives us the same warnings and advice. And to realise, therefore, that we're not to be idle. We're not to be idle, but we are to do those things which come to our hand to do. We read to you this evening of that 128th psalm, and the second verse in that psalm says, "For thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Man is born to work, man is born to labour, and not to sit around idle. And what a blessing it is if God gives us health and strength so we can do those things which are for his honour and glory, and not be idle. And so he comes and he tells us then, "For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us." The apostle's example, he was not idle. "For we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you." And then he goes on, "Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught." No, he didn't take people's bread without paying for it. It's interesting, isn't it, that here is a statement like that. "Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labour and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you." And so we see Paul's concern, therefore, to be able to support himself and advising those who follow on to also realise the importance of being able to support themselves and not be chargeable to the churches, which obviously in those days when they commenced were not wealthy, they were poor, and it was a statement which was important that they should observe. And then he says in the 9th verse, "Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us." Again, he's pointing out how he lived and what he did. And again, it draws our attention back to the fact that when he had opportunity, he took to his trade, which was a tent maker. He didn't waste his time and sit about idly. He did that so that he wasn't a burden upon the churches. And then he says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any man would not work, neither should he eat." And that's a very straightforward statement, isn't it? And I think it's good that we have these points pointed out to us. Often we forget. We read an epistle, a blessed epistle like the Thessalonians, and perhaps pass over the detail of verses like this, and to realise they are instructive. And he tells us, he set the example for us. He didn't do that which he didn't do himself, say that which he didn't do himself, but he did those things which were God honouring. And so he didn't just work, we're told he worked night and day, that he might not be a burden unto the churches and not be chargeable. So we have in these verses very practical statements, really, and important statements that you and I can look upon as being the Word of God, and the Word still applicable to us today. Well, may God be gracious to us.